You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is April 17th, 2017. Welcome back to Wet Shaving Talk, everyone, on this special edition of the podcast. This week, we are actually a week early, so we're a little bit off our usual schedule of every other week, and mainly because the Big Shave West. Yes, that's right. The Big Shave West is next weekend, our usual production time, and I will need to travel there and back. So for us to actually produce a podcast, it would be very difficult. So we're going to skip this week coming up, and we're going to go to the week after and get back on the regular schedule from there on. So we will have a podcast the week after next, and we have this one. So this one's a special edition. So what's going on in the show today is we're going to talk about what's happening in the wet shaving world. We've got some emails and some follow-up on the face versus bowl lathering concept that we talked about last week. Our discussion of the week will be shave drama and how to avoid it. Training tip of the week will be loading a Schick injector razor. Those things can be a little bit kind of difficult. I have a short video on how to do so. And our vendor of the week is the Golden Nib. That's right, the Golden Nib. For you guys that have been around a long time, you know what I'm talking about. For some of you newbies, you're going to want to know what I'm talking about, so don't miss it. And we'll talk about what's coming up on the podcast in future episodes. We have some good stuff coming up. Remember, May is straight razor month. We're going to talk about some straight razors. Might be May and June. We got a lot of good stuff on that, so we'll talk about that as well. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So what's happening in the wet shaving world? Well, first off, guys, I wanted to post a little bit of a retraction. Last week, I mentioned during the cast that I thought Barrister and Mann won the 2013 Sent-Off Challenge on Sharpologist. So I had a listener contact me saying that there was actually that wasn't 100% correct. And I do apologize for mentioning that. I actually messed up on my show notes and I thought that I read it correctly, but I made a mistake. So there were several scents in this competition, all of which received positive ratings from the judges, but there was no established winner. So at the end of the day, there wasn't an actual winner. Everybody was considered winners. But if you'd like to check out the actual sent-off challenge yourself, I left the link for you in the show notes. I do apologize to all the affected people or parties that were from my comment. It was truly an honest mistake. I did make a mistake there, and I apologize. You know, sometimes we do, as you can see with anybody in on TV or anything like that, sometimes we make mistakes, and I do thank you in advance for your understanding, and I'll make sure that I do a little bit better job on that in the near future. But let's get on with also some more news. I have a lot of other stuff coming up, and thank you again, guys. Big Shave West 3 is coming up. That's next weekend. It's going to be really big. It's one of the biggest shave meetups in the country during the year. It's the third year in a row they're doing this. This is the first year I'm going. I will be there from Friday, and I'll be leaving Saturday night due to I have to work the next, basically. I really wish wet shaving was my full-time profession, but unfortunately, it's just a hobby, and it's just a little bit of a part-time fun, so I won't be able to stay too long. I wish I could stay longer, but I will be able to meet everybody there. They're doing some shave-off events and stuff. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be pretty cool. So, guys, I will try and do some live feeds at Facebook on my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com. If you haven't joined it, I'll leave a little link for you in the show notes on Facebook. Check it out on Facebook, and I'll do some live video over there, too. I'll just do some live feeds and see you during the event if you want to check it out. And also feel free to email me, too, if you have any questions. So also, we have a new feature. There's a new feature on Sharpologist, which is really cool. It's the BST classified section on the Sharpologist website. Now, I left a link for you guys to check it out in the show notes, but it's a brand new feature that collaborates with several BST sections of popular wet shaving sites and list them in order of the way they come in. So if you check it out and you go on there, you'll see it'll probably update every now and then, and you'll pretty frequently, and it just shows you stuff that's for sale on like several wet shaving sites. It's easy to filter through. It's really easy to read through it. It's really cool. But just remember this one thing that you have to that does still apply is that you have to adhere to the rules and regulations of the sites where the products are listed, you know, such as a minimum post count, in good standing, being a member, period. So if you're, you know, say you click on to the Shave Den, or if you click on to, you know, another Shave Nook or something like that forum, you're going to have to be a member and you're going to have to adhere to their rules to purchase anything. So basically what this BSC classified section on Sharpologist does is it puts everything together on the page, and you can click and you can see multiple listings at different sites. So it could be like if you see something that you're interested in, this is a pretty cool spot to see it, because it's because you have several sites that post their BST items or stuff for sale in one page, and it kind of like filters it. So check it out. I thought it was a really cool concept. I've never seen anything like this before, so I think it's really cool. I've been just filtering through it and checking it out, and really interesting. It's really quick. So yeah, check it out. The BST classified section at Sharpologist.com. So this week I received a few emails as well, guys. I had a couple of emails sent to me and messages as well. I spoke to Steven, and we spoke briefly about face versus bowl lathering, and he was kind enough to share a video that he made comparing the two. I checked out his video, and it's really awesome. So I left the link for it in the show notes. He does a little comparison of both bowl and shave lathering, just that on the video. It's really nice, really well-made video, too. It's easy to understand and see, and you can definitely see the differences. So, I mean, I was like really, I wish I knew about this last week. I would have posted it with the actual content, but I have it here. So I wanted to say thank you to Steven for reaching out to me and letting me and sharing your video. It's really awesome, and I really appreciate it, and I hope all you guys do, too. So here it is. I put it in the show notes. Check it out, and let me know what you think. I also received a message from Robert. Robert is a Floridian as well. He lives in really close to me, so it's really awesome that you get to see some people that are close by. We spoke about razors, and he was kind enough to refer me to a nice place for breakfast in Pasadena and gave me some pointers on the town of Pasadena. He said he's been there many times, and he says it's a great place to visit. Told me all about, we just talked briefly about wet shaving and stuff like that. Had a great conversation, and we're going to meet up soon, So Robert, thank you for reaching out to me, and I really appreciate all the comments and everything. And I can't wait to meet you in person too. Luckily, it's really nice sometimes to meet some people, or when you get some messages about wet shavers close by, because this usually is a hobby that we talk a lot online. You know, we talk to people all over the world on the forums and Facebook and all that good stuff, but we don't get to actually meet them, you know, in person. So this is really cool. Thank you, Robert, for the message, and I look forward to seeing you soon. So, guys, this brings us to our discussion of the week, shave drama. Okay, have you been involved in shave drama? Well, lately I've seen a lot of shave drama, especially in certain areas of social media. It's not fun, okay, guys? It's shave drama is not fun. Feelings can get hurt even by the toughest guys, okay? And online bullying is the same as bullying in person. So what I've been seeing is I've seen a lot of guys, God forbid you post, you make a mistake or something happens and you post a sale and something doesn't go through it with it. You see everybody, people basically get destroyed online. And you know what, that I understand that. If you make a sale and you don't go through with it and you don't contact the seller or the buyer, I'm sorry, then yeah, I think you're looking at, people don't want to be scammed. And when you're talking on like line, you don't really see each other in person. It's not like you're going to a store and you can return it. So yeah, I understand. The BST is a tough area to be on, especially in certain sites. And you got to be careful with it. But you know what? That's why you go through the forums, and that's why you go through some other, you know, social media accounts, so you're protected. But also, guys, I've been seeing stuff like new groups emerge and stuff like that, and they're just getting a little bit crazy. It's great being friends and all that stuff, but let's keep it a little civil, because it's been getting a little bit, some of the sites have been getting a little out of hand lately, and I myself even left a few groups in the last few weeks just because of the stuff that I've been seeing in there. And it's just like, you know what, I don't have time for it. It gets repetitious too. You start seeing one post on this one, and then it's posted on every single, you know, site or every single forum. It's like, okay, I got the idea. So, sorry, I got a little bit off the beaten path on that. How to stay out of the So here's a tip on how to stay out of the shave drama. Ignore the small stuff. If you see stupid posts, or if you see somebody posting something, you know, very, very, you know, not to your liking, ignore it. If it's not a big deal, just don't even respond to it. Trolls leave if they're not fed, right? If you don't feed the troll, they go away. If you feed them, they're going to stay. If you have a problem with a product, contact the company before announcing it to the community. Give them a chance to make it right. So, example, if you got a product from an artisan and it didn't work out, contact them first before you go and destroy them online, before you go and just start posting stuff online, because you know what? You never know. People make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Look at this. Even the best quality products, it might be a defective one every now and then. It happens. So contact the artisan or the company first and give them a chance to make it right before you go crazy on Facebook or anything like that. Or I'm not saying not to do what you don't want to do. I'm just saying give them a chance first, because it could have been an honest mistake. Talk to a trusted friend. If you see something online that's bothering you and you have a good, you know, close wet shaving or a regular friend, talk to them and find out, get an answer first. You know, find out a solution before you get into, you know, some drama online. You know, talk it out. Sometimes if you let it sit for a minute or two, you kind of calm down a little bit before you make a response. I think that's a good idea. And also, talking to a trusted friend always works. And always put yourself in the other person's shoes. If you're into a little bit of an argument, put yourself in the other guy's shoes. If you're an artisan and you want to, and you see somebody talking about your product before you go after them, why don't you put yourself in their shoes and contact them directly as well? So this goes back to what we just previously talked about. You know, talk to the artisan and give them a chance to make it right. And for the artisan, talk to the person and give them a chance to make it right. Let them come out and say, hey, I'm sorry, we resolved this problem. Yes, I know it's your business, and yes, I know it's important to you, but it's a double-edged sword. You could look bad if you bash an arson, and a arson can look bad if they bash a customer. So I'm not saying that I've been seeing this part of the aspect go, but this does cause shave drama, and it's been going on, and we've seen some of it in the past. So both ways. So if you're an artisan, give the guy a chance, talk it out with the customer. If you're a customer, before you go, you know, saying negative things about an artisan or company, talk it out with them. Try and resolve it, because I'm pretty sure 90% of these artisans and 90% of the customers will feel differently if they're contacted prior about their comments or something like that. So always put yourself in the other person's shoes on both sides. And I think that, you know, if you guys follow, if you see this happening, you see some shave drama and you follow some of these rules, I think you could probably stay out of it. This is not nothing I made up. This is just general, you know, basically rules of life. If you're going to put yourself in the other person's shoes, it really, really, really will give you another better understanding of what they're going through. So enough of that, guys, about the shave drama. I just wanted to mention it because I've seen a lot of it lately, and I don't want to see, you know, the worst thing is to lose a member or for somebody to get turned off by wet shaving or any one of our hobbies because of drama. So, guys, thank you for listening to this segment. This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but I've just been seeing a lot of it, and I just wanted to mention it because it can be a problem. It definitely can be a problem. So moving right along, we're going to talk about a training tip of the week, and it's how to load a Schick injector. I think I've mentioned this prior in the wet shaving news, but I wanted to mention it here because I actually have a couple of my friends online have been talking about Schick injectors and stuff like that, and I know that when I first got my Schick injector, I was like, how am I going to, all right, this is a great shaver, a great razor, but how do I load the blade? So I made a very short, unfortunately poor quality video. Sorry about that. I was still kind of learning how to do it at the time, but they are great shavers, but loading the blade is not difficult. It's just kind of like weird at first. You don't really know how to do it. So I did a short video. If you have a Schick injector, if you're interested in learning how to, load the blades into the injector using the injector mechanism, I have a short video. I embedded it into the show notes, so you could just take a look at that. Let me know what you think. I do apologize in advance for the quality, as I was using my phone and I didn't really know what I was doing at the time. So I do apologize in advance for the quality of the video, but the content is good. I assure you in that. Our vendor of the week. The Golden Nib. Guys, if you've been around for a while, you know of the Golden Nib. They've been in business for 12 years, and they are mostly known for their vast selection of badger hair knots, shaving knots. But they also sell synthetic and boar knots, hair knots as well. If you've checked out the Golden Nib, you know, a lot of guys have been using them for years for shaving knots for their custom brushes, restores, and stuff like that. I have recently, I just purchased a knot from them and some stuff from them. Great company, fast shipping, awesome customer service. I really, and they have some great knots too. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to buy them in bulk or, you know, everything like that. You can buy as little as one knot or you can buy as many as, you know, hundreds of knots if you want. So really awesome website, guys. Check them out for, and they have some great products. They have some soaps, creams, brush handles, turning blanks, all that good stuff. They are, and of course, they also carry pen parts as well. So they have good fountain pen nibs and all that good stuff. So I wanted to do a big shout out to the Golden Nib because of all their business. They've been doing this for 12 years with pens and wet shaving parts as well. Thank you, Golden Nib, for everything that you do, and keep up the good work. Guys, check them out if you haven't. I have the link in the show notes as well. Okay, guys, and that's all we have for the podcast this week, the special edition of Wet Shaving Talk. So what's in store for the future of the podcast? Well, we'll talk about what's happening in the wet shaving world. We'll have the big Shave West special. We're going to talk about my experience there and what was going on and the vendors and all the cool stuff. And we're going to talk about straight razors. May is straight razor month. It might be May and June. We'll see, depending on how much content we have. But, you know, guys, if you've known me for a while, I'm very passionate about straight razors. I've used a majority of my wet shaving time. I've switched mainly to safety razors because you got to switch it up every now and then for the last few months. So I've been using a lot of safety razors for the last few months. But I'm going back to straight razors for May and June. And we're going to talk about some history. We're going to talk about some stuff that came up in, you know, well, I have some 1700s razors that we'll talk about from my personal collection I'll show off and stuff like that. It's going to be pretty cool. So don't miss May and possibly June for straight razor month. And remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and everything he does in the wet shaving community. And most of all, thank you guys, the listeners, because you are what makes this show go. You make this show worth it, and as long as you're listening, I'll be doing it. So don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And feel free to contact me at any time at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Remember, guys, I also have a YouTube channel, so you can subscribe there for some cool videos regarding some wet shaving tips. I've been adding a few lately, and I'll keep full court pressed on that for the rest of the year. And if you're a vendor and would like to be featured on the show, or you have some new products or anything you want to talk about, contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be May 1st, 2017. I look forward to seeing you then, guys. Thank you for listening. And always, as always, shave straight and shave safe.